Thursday, January 26th, 2023. Welcome everybody to another episode of the Battle Club Guys podcast. I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. On this episode, I'm going to be giving my thoughts on how I would book the road to WrestleMania 39. And I'm going to give my thoughts like how I would book what happens at the Royal Rumble, Elimination Chamber, all that good stuff. But first off, if this is your first time joining me, I want to say thank you for joining me. As I said, this is the Battle Club Guys podcast. I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. Definitely follow me on Twitter, at the Battle Club Guy. Check out the Instagram, the Battle Club Guy. Head on over to the YouTube channel, the Battle Club Guys podcast on YouTube. I just uploaded a new video on my reasons to why The Rock should win the 2023 Royal Rumble. So definitely check that out. It's a very good video. So, this weekend, this Saturday, January the 28th, is a 2023 WWE Royal Rumble event, which we will be in attendance for. We fly out tomorrow afternoon to San Antonio, Texas. I can't wait for the Royal Rumble. It's one of my favorite pay-per-views. I've attended 6 Royal Rumbles. This will be my 7th Royal Rumble event. This will be my girlfriend's first Royal Rumble event, so it's going to be a great time. Now, the question is, who wins the men's Royal Rumble? Because right now you have two names that everyone thinks and should win the match. There's a third name that I think should win the match. So the top two storylines right now, Cody Rhodes making his return at the Royal Rumble, which they announced ahead of time, so it's not a surprise, and Sami Zayn and the Bloodline. That's the biggest storyline in WWE right now, Sami Zayn and the Bloodline, right? So, a new report came out from Dave Meltzer this morning, which I will pull up. And it pretty much said, let me see if I can pull it up here, that so this is from Dave Meltzer, Wrestling Observer. He said it's either going to be, a lot of people think it's either going to be Cody Rhodes, it's going to be Sami Zayn, or they're going to bring in an outsider. Everything that's happened in the last week or so, I don't think it's Dwayne The Rock. I was told it wasn't, and all indications is it's not. And we will dive more into the story from the Wrestling Observer. I will read the whole story here so we get the whole context. So he said, this is from the Wrestling Observer Radio, Dave Meltzer. The goal from the Roman Reigns standpoint all along has been to make Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn into stars, bigger stars than they already are, and that's actually worked. But obviously, the original plan was not Sami Zayn to face Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. This was not a long-term plan. The Roman Reigns, Sami Zayn, WrestleMania main event was not a plan. It was just a plan to get Sami Zayn in a top-level position. He would follow up and say that I don't know if they're willing to have anybody beat, anybody beat Roman Reigns. Obviously, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, wasn't beating Roman Reigns to win the title. Obviously, Cody Rhodes' name was in the mix, and the way the storyline was, he almost had to win, but that doesn't mean he would have won. I think people have an idea of the Royal Rumble winner as far as it's either Cody Rhodes or Sami Zayn, or they bring in an outsider. Everything that's happened in the last week or so, I don't think it's Dwayne. I was told that wasn't, and all the indications are that it's not Dwayne. So, now, here's my thoughts on this whole situation, right? Because, in my opinion, the man who needs to face Roman Reigns at WrestleMania is The Rock. And I know what you're going to say. Well, what do they do with Cody Rhodes and Sami Zayn? Well, let me break it down for you. So, here's my thoughts on how I would do this whole situation. First of all, Cody Rhodes is going to win the WWE title, okay? That's his destiny. Ever since Cody Rhodes left AEW, returned back to WWE, he said in multiple interviews, his goal is to win the WWE title. That's the title that makes sense for him. That's a title that's important to him and his family. Storyline-wise, I think Cody Rhodes does not beat Roman Reigns for the WWE title. I think Cody Rhodes will beat Seth Rollins for the WWE title night one of WrestleMania 39. Now for Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn is not going to win the WWE title or the Universal title. Nothing against Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn is the best thing going in WWE right now with the Bloodline story. But Sami Zayn is destined to leave the Bloodline, whether he gets kicked out or leaves on his own, and he will reunite with his best friend, Kevin Owens. And I believe they're destined for tag team gold at WrestleMania. So how do we get there? Well, I would have Sami Zayn get kicked out of the Bloodline after he refuses to help Roman Reigns defeat Kevin Owens this Saturday at the Royal Rumble, because on Raw 30, Roman Reigns told Sami Zayn that he was not guilty for now, but he said his final test will come at the Royal Rumble. What's his final test? I believe his final test will be that Roman Reigns wants Sami Zayn to show his allegiance to the Bloodline and help him beat up, defeat Kevin Owens. I think Sami Zayn will refuse to do that, and I think the Bloodline will come out and beat up Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, beat him to a bloody pulp. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn get stretchered out of the Royal Rumble, and that will set up Sami Zayn versus Roman Reigns at Elimination Chamber in Sami Zayn's hometown of Montreal, Canada. And then that will set up the Usos versus Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens for the SmackDown tag team titles at WrestleMania 39. Now, Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins, they're part of this equation. They put on a best of three series, you know, and then Cody had the pectoral injury, had to go out too early. Cody Rhodes is making his return at the Royal Rumble, but they didn't keep it a surprise, so I don't think Cody Rhodes wins the Royal Rumble, because you would have kept that a surprise. I think Cody and Seth will enter number one and number two in the Rumble match. I think they will make it to the final six in the Royal Rumble match. They both get eliminated at the same time. I don't know, maybe whoever number 30 is eliminates them both. They're both so in this blood feud, they don't care about winning the Rumble match. They just want to, they don't want to let the other person win. So I think they both get eliminated at the same time. And then the Raw after the Royal Rumble, I think Adam Pearce will strip Roman Reigns of the WWE title because he's tired of Roman's shit. Roman's, destroying the Raw locker room, the Bloodline's taking over Raw. Adam Pearce is going to say, you know what, Roman, I'm tired of your shit. I need a WWE champion that I can respect. I'm stripping you of the WWE title. At Elimination Chamber, we're going to have a Elimination Chamber match to determine the new WWE champion. I think you will have Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins be the final two in the Elimination Chamber match. Somehow, they knock each other out. It ends in a no contest. That sets up Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins, one final time, WrestleMania 39, Night 1 main event for the WWE Championship. I think that's their destiny. Now, who wins the Royal Rumble match? Well, my pick is the same as it's always been. My pick is a great one. The most electrifying man in all sports and entertainment, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. And yes, I've seen all the reports that The Rock isn't in ring shape. He told everyone he won't be able to make it. Everyone in WWE is saying he's not going to be there. Guess what, folks? That's a smokescreen. That's a distraction. Of course they're going to say The Rock isn't going to be at Royal Rumble if The Rock is scheduled for the Royal Rumble. Okay? Just like 3 years ago today, the Rated R Superstar Edge, Houston, Texas, the Royal Rumble. I was in attendance. Edge made his return after 9 years of retirement. Doctors told him, you won't wrestle anymore. Edge got asked in December of 2019, will you ever return to the ring? He said, not now, not ever, period. So, of course, they're going to say no, because they want to put in your heads that The Rock isn't coming to the Royal Rumble. You know why they want to put that in your heads? Because that will be the most electrifying, no pun intended, return in all of WWE. Because the match that needs to happen for Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 39 is not Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes, not Roman Reigns versus Sami Zayn, not Roman Reigns versus Stone Cold Steve Austin. It's Roman Reigns, the head of the table, the tribal chief, versus the great one, The Rock. That needs to happen. It's WrestleMania 39 in Los Angeles, in Hollywood. You have the biggest star in Hollywood, The Rock, versus the biggest star in wrestling, Roman Reigns. That's the match that needs to happen. That's the biggest match they can book. And I think that's how I would book it. Now, if they did not say they did not get The Rock. Say The Rock said, I can't do it. I have too many movie commitments. I got the XFL in February. My agents say I shouldn't be affiliated with Vince McMahon right now. Then I get it. I understand. And if The Rock can't be in the Royal Rumble, then yes, I wouldn't mind Cody Rhodes or Sami Zayn winning. But I think The Rock's locked in. If they've had this plan since August of 2022, I don't think the week of the Royal Rumble, 2 weeks before the Royal Rumble, The Rock say, you know what, guys, never mind, I can't do it. Now, yes, they did change the acknowledgement ceremony to the trial of Sami Zayn because the reports came out from, I think it was PW Insider or Wrestling Observer, that Rikishi was sick and Offa and Sika couldn't make the trip. So that's why they changed it, because The Rock was never going to appear at Raw 30 anyway. I've said it before, I said it again. The money is The Rock returning at the Royal Rumble, number 30, winning the Royal Rumble match. So there you go, folks. That is how I would book the road to WrestleMania 39. And I think the Royal Rumble this weekend is going to be one of the best Royal Rumbles they've put on in a long time. Can't wait to be in San Antonio this weekend for Royal Rumble weekend. We fly out tomorrow afternoon. We fly to Austin, Texas to make our journey to San Antonio, Texas for the 2023 WWE Royal Rumble. It's going to be a great weekend. We'll be meeting the Phenom, the Dead Man, for the second time. We'll be meeting the Undertaker at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio, Texas. We'll be meeting up with Mania Club for the Royal Rumble tailgate. It's going to be fun. It's always a great time. Definitely check out Mania Club on Facebook, Mania Club on Twitter. They help raise funds for Connor's Cure. Great group, great community of people that I've known for many years now. It's always a blast. And then this Saturday, we will be attending the 2023 Royal Rumble. We have the Mountain Dew Pitch Black match. It's Bray Wyatt versus LA Knight. We have the Raw Women's Champion, Bianca Belair, defending her title against Alexa Bliss. We have the head of the table, Roman Reigns, defending his WWE Undisputed Universal Championship against KO, Kevin Owens. We also have two Royal Rumble matches, the men's Royal Rumble match, the women's Royal Rumble match, who will punch their ticket to the main event of WrestleMania 39 in LA. We will find out live this Saturday. It's WWE Royal Rumble. I will see you at the Royal Rumble.